B-Pod Studios.
Hey, you're telling me about this.
Life section. Whole big special feature on sex addiction.
I don't think there is such a thing.
I don't think there's such a thing as sex addiction.
Just be safe.
But the question, how often is too often? When does sex become an addiction? They go and they have this.
See, I think that's obsessive itself, just to even be asking those questions.
They've got like a 20-step Q&A kind of thing where you answer yes or no. If, you know, you answer too many yeses of these things, you're a sex addict or something. They truly believe that it is a disorder. Just like you could be an alcoholic, you can go and you can be a drug abuser. You can also be a sex addict.
Yeah, come on.
That's what they say. I mean, that's in the paper.
You think Barry White's a sex addict? I can't get a note as to, you know.
I think Barry White talks a good game. He's too large of a man to do anything.
How do you know?
I don't know.
You ever been mounted by Barry White?
No.
So you can't talk about it then.
Yeah, let's go to the phones.
Hello, K-Rock, you're on the air.
Hello? I don't know that I want to be on the air.
Well, you're on the air. If you don't want to be on the air, then hang up.
Okay.
It's all right?
I've never called a radio station before. I was just listening to your program.
Yeah.
And the story you were talking about from the USA Today.
Yeah, about sexual addiction.
Yeah. Does it give a number where you can get help? Or
why? Do you feel that you have a problem?
After hearing your story, I very well think I might.
Really? What's your name? Yeah, you have your first name if you want.
My name is Peter.
Peter. Well, what makes you think you might have a sexual addiction? Give me some reasons why that's running through your head and you're prompted to call us here on the show.
Well, it's a little embarrassing. I didn't know I was going to be on the air.
Don't feel bad about it. I mean, you called. It must mean you want to get something off your chest.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if some of the feelings and the urges that I have are normal, or if maybe I have a problem.
What
you've been talking about leads me to believe that I may indeed have some sort of problem.
Well, can I ask you some questions? They have this little, like, I guess in the paper. I don't know if you saw it or if you picked it up.
No, I haven't seen it.
It's got like a little self-quiz where they give you like 20 questions or so. And if you answer yes to a majority of them, you may have a problem. And maybe we can gauge it a little better as to if you truly have a sexual addiction. I guess, first of all, if you think you have one, you probably do.
Well, I don't know. You know, I think I'm a pretty normal guy, but I...
Well, let me ask you, you want to answer some of these questions if I throw them your way?
Yeah, sure, I guess, okay.
All right, do you frequently feel compelled to have sex again and again and again within a short period of time?
Yes.
Do you find it difficult to relate to other people because of thoughts or fantasies about being sexual with them? You know what I'm saying? You go and you can't hold a conversation with a woman because you're thinking about getting her in bed versus, you know, holding an intelligent conversation.
Yes and no. I'm not sure what my answer really is on that. I'm very particular about the kind of women that I date, so I don't know if that's...
You're very specific on who you date.
Yeah.
So it's not everyone that comes around, every female that comes around.
No.
Okay.
Did you ever see the TV show Rhoda?
Yeah, sure. It's a classic TV show.
Do you remember her sister Brenda?
Yeah.
Actress by the name of Julie Kavner.
Yeah, I think she does one of the Simpson voices now, too.
I date exclusively women that resemble her.
Oh, so you're that selective.
I don't know what it is. I guess maybe I just feel safe.
That sounds a little strange to you know. I mean, you should at least, you know, explore other types of women instead of just zeroing in on someone that looks like...
I don't know if I'm frightened or But I date those women exclusively. It's not by choice. It just seems to be the only way I can get laid.
Peter, let me ask you a little bit more difficult questions here.
I don't know.
Has your job suffered because of your sexual activities?
A very sensitive side. Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
So you feel your job has suffered?
I know that it suffered, and I know that people, co-workers, have suffered because of it.
Wow. Do your sexual activities include the risk of contracting disease or being maimed or killed by a violent sexual partner?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
I think that sometimes my fantasies, I know that my fantasies have injured others, especially on the job.
Your fantasies have injured others. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's, I don't know. I work in a warehouse.
You work in a warehouse?
Locally, if we can just leave it at that.
Okay.
And I have distracting thoughts during the day.
Like what? Where it actually infringes upon others and may cause them to be hurt or injured?
Well, not intentionally.
What are you doing?
I almost black out.
Black out?
And I was having a thought, almost a daydream.
What?
Where I was on a cruise ship, and Captain Steubing was there. And I had just gotten a drink from Isaac, the bartender.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back up to my cabin on the promenade deck. And when I opened the door to my cabin, all six of the Spice Girls were there nude.
You're a sick man, aren't you? I don't even have to bother going and completing this little quiz thing.
Well,
I can tell that you, not only may you have some kind of a sexual hang-up, but you truly have a mental hang-up. You need to go and possibly look into psychiatric help. A quiz is certainly not going to do you any good, whether you answer yes or no to any of these goddamn things.
Well, that's why I'm calling you.
I'm no doctor. Go check yourself into some hospital.
I didn't ask to be on the air.
You called up and I told you were on the air, you dumbass.
To reach out for help.
You ain't going to get help from me. You get help from a doctor. If you're having weird, sick fantasies like people that only look like Rhoda's sister, go and have Love Boat fantasies and are injuring people on your job, you got a problem.
The Rhoda thing is actually fairly recent.
I don't give a damn. I don't want to hear it anymore. You're making my skin crawl.
Prior to that, I had a fixation on Adrian Barbeau, wasn't simply Adrian Barbeau. It was Adrian Barbeau from the waist up and a black man from the waist
You're
up.
You're a sick bastard. You're a sick bastard. Go get some help. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Sam?
Yes.
What the hell was that?
Some sick bastard.
A whack job.
You know? You guys a problem. All right, bye. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, I'm calling about your sex addiction thing.
Yeah.
Steven Tyler of Aerosmith was just recently treated for sex addiction.
I don't believe it. I don't believe
it. How was he treated?
I don't know. They said it on, they put an interview with him. And actually, it's in, Haney might have seen the article. It's in Guitar World or one of the two where they did an interview with Aerosmith.
What'd they do? They lock him up in a hotel room full of groupies and tell him to get it out of his system?
I guess. That'd be the way he was treating him before, I think.
Yeah.
But actually it says...
Jesus Christ, what's left for the guy to do? He's kicked drugs and booze and cigarettes and now he can't have sex either.
I don't know, but it says in the article, I think that's where I heard it, that he was recently treated for sex addiction.
What the hell is becoming of today's rock stars?
Hey, I don't know, but if that's the one thing that I had left to kick, I think I'd die of sex addiction
first.
Yeah,
no kidding. All right, man, bye.
Thanks.
We have a flat tire.
How do I tie a bow tie again?
What's the fastest way to Hartford Hospital?
Tell my wife I'm going to be 30 minutes late.
Tell my husband I'm not surprised.
Tell my wife if she has a problem with my work schedule, she's more than welcome to get a job of her own.
Tell my husband that I do just as much work as he does.
Tell my wife that if watching Ellen is a job, she should get a promotion.
Message from your husband. I appreciate you.
Bullshit. What did he actually say?
Please don't drag me into this.
Siri, call my husband.
Siri, ignore the call from my wife.
Tell my husband that he said he'd respect my choice to stay at home with our child.
Tell my wife I would. get around to washing his overalls.
Did you want me to search for flower shops nearby?
Tell my husband that at least when I sit on the washing machine, I c-
Send my wife this picture and ask her if the washing machine is
the only thing you've been sitting on lately. Oh dear.
Ask my husband what he means by that.
Tell my wife I think she knows.
Hey look, I googled anger management techniques.
Tell my husband to think very carefully before he says whatever he's about to say.
Ask my wife if she's Jim McPherson.
Tell my husband how dare he.
Tell my wife that's not an answer.
Is this my fault?
Tell my husband that I will not answer that.
Ask my wife if she's Jim McPherson.
Searching for a place to hide.
Tell my husband he wishes it was just Jim McPherson.
I don't want to.
Tell him.
Please don't make me.
Do it.
Send my wife directions to hell.
Say goodbye to the most amazing iPhone yet.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. So damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Mr. Beasley, a wealthy man for most of our adult lives.
Stan and Haney
on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. I don't know what the hell's going on.
two things happening simultaneously, and none of it good. First, Mark Caney's going to call in just a second. He's at home with a flat tire. And he just simply asked me a few minutes ago, says, can somebody pick me up? And I said, well, nobody knows where you live. I said, I could go and pick you up, but then the show wouldn't start on time. So I got market manager Adam Starr to go pick him up. But I think Haney's on the phone right now. Haney, is that you?
Yeah.
You got a flat tire? Now, wait a second. I got to tell you something.
I'm about ready to give up, Stan.
I got to tell you something. In 2 minutes, there's that national EAS test or EA emergency broadcast test. So I don't know when this is going to be cut off or not.
Oh, well, who gives a rat's ass?
Well, you got a flat tire.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Okay.
Hey, no cussing, dude. We're live.
Who are you talking to?
The driver.
Oh, is he there?
Yeah, he just got here.
That was pretty damn fast.
Not really.
What do you mean, not really? I told him not. What?
Well, I do it a lot faster, but then again, that's just me.
Yeah, I understand that. He might have hit. He might have hit a light on the way over.
Well, that'll do it.
Now. I don't know how long we're supposed. This is not just us. This is going to be, I guess, every radio station in the country.
Why do they cut it off during our show?
I don't know. It happened last year at this time too. So they're going to go and do some kind of emergency test. And when that happens, I don't know. Richard, the engineer, your friend, told me that he was going to go and signal me when it was over. That will allow me to go and take the commercial break so all of our sponsors are happy that they can have their commercials played and not be interrupted by a national test.
Yeah, that's the most important thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. It most certainly is.
We can't all lose our minds here. This is about commerce.
I would also like to know when the thing begins, though, so I'm not wasting my hot breath talking.
Oh, well, because the arrangement that we have is that we don't really ever really know what goes on there. We keep our fingers crossed. Yep. We don't have any way to monitor it.
I don't know
Can you flip up the radio and see if there's
throw it on there. Throw the car radio on.
Yeah, just turn it up for a second.
Yeah, I know he's got the B on, so throw it to K-Rock. Okay, you're on. All right, yes.
You're still on.
Okay, thank you. Just keep it down to a minimum, and when it kicks in, you let me know, and then when it's over with, Richard, the chief engineer, is going to tell me.
Well, I'm already on my way up Standing 80 Boulevard.
Oh, good.
So I don't know how much help I'll
let me ask you this. Who's going to fix your tire?
Where's Dave?
He ain't here. You got AAA?
Oh, there it goes. It's on now. The EAF just went off.
Okay. Well, then I don't know when it's going to be over. So it's going now.
Yeah, I heard a beep.
Our streaming audience can still hear us, I think.
All right, well, I'm coming in.
All right, come on in.
Thanks,
you got AAA?
No.
Okay, doesn't have AAA. And I'm speaking to virtually nobody now because the national EAS test is underway. The chief engineer will tell me when it is over with. La ta ta tee. Hi, Haney. La da da da. La da tee. I don't know when it's going to be over.
Okay.
Is there any way, Rob, you can hear in there when it's over and you can let me know? Or you can't tell?
I'll pop outside.
All right.
Okay. Pop outside. What? Explain. What you were? I know you had errands to do last night, so you were bouncing around town.
Well, Dave drove.
Oh, and we're back. Hi, everybody. We're back. Dave drove. What did he go over? A bed of nails?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You don't have AAA?
No, I got something else, but I
can you use my AAA?
Yeah,
go and have somebody come over there and fix the tie. I think you can't you? You can use mine.
Probably. it would be a lot simpler. I think Dave is supposed to be here today.
Right, you're right. You're going to have him change the tire. He's going to change the tire on you, and then you're going to get a mile down the road, and you're going to see the lug nuts flying.
I'm not going to have him put on a spare. I'm going to have him deal with a professional who will put a new tire on.
But in that, you have to take it down there.
Yeah.
What's he going to do? Throw some fix-a-flat in there real quick? I got my AAA card. They could come right to your house and fix it.
Look, I haven't had I haven't had a second to think about it. Because as opposed to let's call AAA and fix the tire, my first thought is I got to get to effing work.
Yeah.
So
did
I'm,
you thank the gentleman that picked you up?
Yeah.
He was the only one that volunteered. I said, anybody give Haney a ride? They all said, not me.
That's the way it always is.
I mean,
all right, let's try to.
I would have been glad to get you, but I couldn't.
I appreciate it.
I was at work.
Yep. I appreciate that. We'll restore some sense of normalcy, but.
It's thrown you off, hasn't
it? I don't know what it is.
What?
But on consecutive days.
Yeah.
I had my ice maker go out on me.
Jeez. Why don't you go back to the old days where you bought bagged ice?
I have. I had my ice maker go out on me.
You know why Haney would get bagged ice? Because he didn't like, he would only drink his drinks with clear ice.
You never understood that and you never will.
I never will, and no. A lot of people make ice for their drinks and stuff in their freezer for at least 15 years. You bought bagged ice because it was clear.
Yes, but I had my ice maker go out.
Do you have a special ice maker? Or is it the ice maker in your refrigerator?
The one that's in the refrigerator where all you have to do is, you know, press the button there and out comes fresh ice.
That's white ice.
I can deal with it now. I built up a tolerance.
Okay.
And then the next day.
Yeah.
Dave can tell you about it.
Yeah, because he fixed it. It's not working again. Idiot.
The toilet was backed up with the mother of all blockages. It's like it was placed there by the Iranian Republican Guard to obstruct shipping.
Yep. So did you drop an eggplant in there?
Evidently. Evidently.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm thinking, okay, I had to run errands last night, go into town, and I actually get up early this morning.
Yeah, you did.
But I have no reason to go into my garage at that time of day. So I'm getting ready for work right on time, and then, there's something out to get me right now.
No, there's nothing out to get you. I've had flat tires before.
Have you ever had a flat tire preceded by the breakdown of an ice maker
that you use
all the time?
No, I haven't.
Plus the mother of all blockages in the toilet.
Jeez, did you try snaking it?
Oh, it had to be snaked. And
is it working now? Do you have Dave snake that for you?
Yeah. and he'll tell you about it. He was frightened.
I don't blame him.
And the problem is that all of the problems with the toilet, you know, were down around the seal.
Right.
But for some reason, he decided to take a look-see at the top.
At the tank.
Yeah. And now I don't know what he did, but it won't flush.
This idiot. Okay, please let me do AAA. Don't let him have your tire change. You know, the car will never be the same.
No, he always does it.
What? He's causing you frustration. That son of a bitch, I've asked to put a screen on my lanai for 6 months now. And I was going to pay him.
Well, Stan.
As long as the card holder is with the vehicle, you can use your AAA card. Well, I can't be out there. I'd give you the card.
Stan, come on. It's just a flat tire. It's not like I'm having a run of bad luck or the stock market's crashing.
We're going to take a break. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Southwest Florida's only radio show powered by alternative energy. Our show is produced through a volatile combination of superheated air and methane.
That's a fart.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, grab bag.
And coming up. Everything's great.
Your toilet. Now, we've got a Mr. Budinsky
Look,
who texted us.
Stan, can I preface the text? I'm aware of how a toilet works. My point in telling you that is that for some reason, even though the problem was on the bottom of the toilet, Dave felt the need to get involved with the top.
Yep, and according to this guy, disconnected the chain from the flapper.
Is that what it could be?
Yeah. That's what this is what this expert
said. My point in telling you that was just that why would you go somewhere where the problem ain't?
Idiot. Are you smart? But
I appreciate the handy tips.
Yep. Grab bag brought to you by
Jesus. It's an effing travesty.
The Pewter Mug North. Yeah, and Dave always seems to be involved.
But he's trying, man.
Is he? Can I have my music?
What's the magic word?
Please.
That's not it.
What is it? Everything's good. I'm going to give you a little tidbit of something that they have it, but of course I knew it. But here's something I didn't know. They added a little something to this little fun fact that I didn't know, and I've got the actual recording. Frank Sinatra, the chairman of the board, was originally to be cast in the lead of the Dirty Harry film, not Clint Eastwood. It was supposed to be Frank Sinatra. He dropped out, and then they got Clint Eastwood instead. Plus, the movie was not supposed to be called Dirty Harry. It was supposed to be called Dead Right.
Yeah, it seems like when Hollywood agrees to make a movie, by the time it's actually made, it resembles nothing that was approved.
I guess Sinatra was supposed to do the theme, and I got that.
Dead right,
that's love.
But good to be alive. Did I fire 6 shots, or was it only 5? To tell you the truth, in all the excitement, I lost track myself. So you have to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Do you punk dead right?
There you go. Of course.
Would have been amazing.
I'm told that we got a new one on order.
A new $5,000 CD player?
Yeah.
My favorite Sinatra parody is, of course, the great Joe Piscopo.
Oh, don't even.
When he sat down with Eddie Murphy... With Piscopo playing Sinatra.
Stevie Wonder,
And Eddie Murphy playing Stevie Wonder.
You know how I remember that?
How do you remember that?
Because he force-fed it to us in
Vegas. Piscopo personally showed you
I'm going to stop the act right now, guys, and show you some stuff I did 20 years ago. Roll them.
And pictures of his kids.
Yeah.
And no, but that was great because Frank was talking to Stevie, and he says, you know... you know and I know what you're doing with that McCartney kid, with this ebony and ivory. I get where you're coming from, but the general public, you're not going to understand that. What I'd like to do is to make it perfectly clear, you and I do a new duet. You are black and I am white.
I remember it well.
Life's an Eskimo pie. Let's take a bite.
Rob, do not look for that video because it's only going to set Haney off.
And Saturday Night Live is...
for Pete's sake.
They're very litigious. You are blind as a bat and I have sight.
get it.
There it is.
Get it off the screen.
Look at that. There's Tim Kazurinski.
Yeah. You know who asked him to be part of Saturday Night Live? John Belushi, because he loved Tim Kazurinski. Loved him.
Really?
Thought that he was going to be the next big thing. John Belushi.
Belushi?
Belushi insisted that Tim Kazurinski be on Saturday Night Live.
I always wondered why he was on Saturday Night
Live.
Yeah,
never found him. Never found him.
You know what? So did America.
Yep.
Look at that. That is classic comedy right there.
It is not. Did we get this fixed so that you can I can actually bring it up?
Let's see. Oh, something works?
I got to talk to you about that.
You got to start it over.
It's a whole other...
Well, it's your fault, isn't it?
As they're singing. Just bring it when they start singing.
All right.
Roll them.
Recording with you.
Thank you, Stevie. I feel...
Give all people...
Well, I don't understand. When I think ebony, I think of a... Ebony and ivory, huh?
Here we go. Leave it right there.
Come on. Stop screwing the pooch.
Back to the beginning.
Back to the beginning.
There you go. Right there.
You are black. I am white. Life's an Eskimo pie. Let's take a bite. That was groovy thinking. Lincoln, when you set them free.
Yeah!
This was a mistake.
We all know. Cats are the same, Maine to Mexico. Good, bad, guys and chicks.
I am dark and you are light.
You are blind as a bat that I have sight. Side by side, you are my amigo. Negro, let's not fight.
Okay, I can't take it anymore.
What can't you
I
take?
What's wrong? Like Joe Piscopo.
What is your problem with Joe Piscopo? He was very gracious to you. You had good seats.
Yeah.
I
had my pick.
No, I remember you ended up sitting in behind the pole. Because it wasn't a real showroom. It was an overflow.
It was a secondary room that he was in.
That's not used a whole lot.
They call it, they have the main room and they have the lounge.
This was neither.
And this was neither.
And you ended up with a seat right behind a support pole.
And boy, were they pushing the drinks.
But what a great night. You'll never forget it.
Yeah, I will never forget it. I don't remember much about the show, but I won't forget that.
Of course
that
you don't, because you were too busy heckling. You were heckling Joe Piscopo.
It was a shame.
Now, you got to admit, he had a hell of a band. That was a great band.
He had a piano player. You know, you're having problems with your toilet. Did you see this?
What?
Forget Joe Piscopo. Turn the switch off.
Well, I'm not the one that brought it up.
I didn't bring up Joe Piscopo. I brought up Frank Sinatra.
You most certainly did.
Look.
You know, the family recognizes him.
We're completely lost now.
The Sinatra family recognizes Joe Piscopo as the greatest Sinatra impersonator.
Because that act was done while Sinatra was still alive, going insane, sipping soup in his bed.
The chairman of the board loved it.
He was going through Alzheimer's.
That's all I wanted to say.
I'm going to say this right now, though.
Are we going to war over Piscopo again?
I'll go to war over... I'll die on that hill.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I will.
Well, you're no Neil Cavuto, then. Because he knows talent.
Oh, yeah. Piscopo's always a guest on his show. This is a true story.
He could be a guest on our show.
He doesn't have to be a guest. No.
Hey, Rob.
No.
You know how to get a hold of Joe Piscopo?
Oh, of course, you know all the stars. He's all Jersey.
He's huge in Jersey.
He's from Jersey, too. He probably knows him personally.
Have you met Joe Piscopo?
I did. I went to a radio conference, and he was the guest speaker there.
Get us Joe Piscopo.
Okay. No, 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 no. He's got nothing to say.
He's got lots to say.
You're going to bring up Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. there.
I can tell you exactly how it'll go. I'll bring that up, and he'll go, Ah, that's very gracious of you. That was a long time ago.
What do you think, he's going to stay in Sinatra character the whole time?
Yes, he does that now. Yeah. Wears the suits all the time. All right, what about the toilet?
The other thing I was going to say...
Oh, what are you going to say? I've lost that privilege now? I can't know about the toilet?
Yeah, I'll tell you about the toilet. True story. Haney had front row tickets to see Frank Sinatra when he came to town his last go-around, like a year before he died.
That'll haunt me forever. Haunt me forever.
You had front row seats to Frank.
But I had a radio show to do
where
I had to be up at 4 in the morning. And I knew I wouldn't show up.
I told you that.
Unlike others in this business, I chose to show up rather than follow my dream.
And I've told the story before. Frank Sinatra called my house.
Looking for you.
Yep.
Well, you're probably not supposed to talk about
that. No, but I remember it very well as a kid. Sinatra was doing the Civic Center in Hartford. No lie. He had a show at the Civic Center. It's about 11:30 at night. My father's friend, Billy Gelamino, calls up. They're having dinner with Frank.
You talking about Billy the Hook?
Yes. Billy Gelamino, and I told you this before, used to wear a necklace with the bullet slugs they took out of his body. It was a thing of pride with him.
Sure. Why wouldn't it be?
And so we had one of these in our downstairs basement where the TV was and everything. We had one of those wall dial phones.
Yeah.
You know, not the ones that sit on the desk, but it was stuck to the wall.
With a super long extension cord?
Yes. And Billy Gelamino calls, and my old man is getting ready for bed. You know, it was the last, his last vodka of the night, and he was going to go and sleep it off. Phone rings, it's Billy Gelamino having dinner with Frank, and my old man saying, I can't drive into Hartford now and have a drink with you guys.
Says, I know how he feels. Like, I mean, he probably would love to, but it doesn't make sense.
It's 11:30 at night, and it's, you know, a 30-minute drive to get into the city. And there's Billy Joe. Hold on. Frank wants to talk to you. And he threw Sinatra on, and Sinatra's telling my old man, come on down and have a few drinks with me. Come on down. He didn't go. I just remember that whole thing. And you
never get over it. I never thought I'd feel sorry for your father, but I do.
Yeah.
I do on that one.
Yeah. Toilet. You got a clocked toilet.
You know how bad I wanted to go to that.
I understand that.
And you know why I didn't.
I do know why you didn't.
And you know why?
Why?
The true reason?
Yeah.
Because I was worried you'd be left alone.
Yeah, I know. Which was a probably good chance.
So where is my loyalty? Is my loyalty to Frank or Stan? I chose Stan.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. What was that, about 93? Somewhere around there.
Long time ago. And I never forgave myself for that.
Lightning struck a Florida couple's septic tank, causing the methane in the septic tank, you know, the gas, to ignite and blow his toilet to smithereens. If you've seen the pictures, there's nothing but broken porcelain all over the place.
It was the loudest noise I've ever heard. It just went boom. We come in here and the toilet was laying on the floor. It was all pieces everywhere. I thought the house was on fire because we smelled smoke. And we looked outside and it was the smoke from the septic tank.
It just did all of that damage and, you know, exploded things into the road and so on in a half a second.
I'm just glad none of us were on the toilet.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
You would have gone off like a rocket.
Using an electric toothbrush, an epilator hair remover, a credit card machine, and three typewriters.
Don't tell me.
And a
Don't tell me. Is this an alchemist turning lead into gold?
Yeah, kinda. And a lady shave razor. Put all the sounds together, and you've got We Will Rock You.
Yeah, that was popular on college radio in the late 80s. They called it industrial.
Yeah. I believe it came from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
This is, if you see the video, I didn't know two frogs could fight like this. And I mean fight.
Well, I don't know a bigger fan of animals fighting than you and I, yeah. So I don't know how this would have escaped us.
This was taken, this was in the Philippines. Somebody filmed two frogs bellowing at each other and then breaking into a vicious bullfrog fight.
Oh, I want to see it.
They're fighting now. Now they're fighting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and then it freezes up.
Get him. Get him. Come on, frog.
Yeah, vicious bullfrog fight.
You know the odd thing about a fight? Doesn't matter if it's bullfrogs or prize fighters.
Yeah.
You start to watch, you just pick a favorite immediately.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I got an idea.
Oh, yeah. Jets versus Sharks. Frog on frog. You know, they're, who's doing that? Is it Scorsese that's redoing West Side Story?
Is he?
Yeah.
I know he's doing The Irishman.
I think it's him that's doing West Side Story. Doing the whole thing from the ground up.
Fair warning. How many of you have taken your kids to a carnival or a theme park, and you say, oh, let's go over to the kiddie section so that they can ride the kiddie roller coaster. That's safe. They're too small to go on the big roller coaster. Let's put them on the kiddie coaster.
You put them on the kiddie roller coaster, and they feel like they're being tough and brave because they went on a roller coaster.
The kiddie roller coaster at a carnival in Brazil looks like just like the ones we have around here when you go to the kiddie area. Went flying off its tracks.
No.
And injured. Yes.
Came, well, it's only got a top speed of like.
And it came right off. Watch it. Is that the video of it, of the kitty? Watch this. This is not. This will make you think twice about going on the putting your kids on the kitty coaster. Watch this. It's coming around. La di di la da da.
Yeah, harmless.
And then.
Oh jeez.
Yeah.
Owie.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I think it's safe to say somebody wanted their mommy.
I would like to you. A friend of the show's, been on several times. He's an Academy Award winner. Great guy. Angelina Jolie's dad.
Oh, God bless him.
The great John Voight, as he talks about our president and...
God bless him.
What's going on in this country right now. Haney and I salute our friend... John Voight.
Too many are angered at the words of racism, but this has been solved long ago by our forefathers. It seems that the angered left and angered minorities want to hold President Trump accountable for past lives. These angered left-wingers preach love, but only pollute. This president is honoring all. He is not a racist, but a man who loves his country and has every intention to make this land great again.
Thank you, friend. John Voight.
It's been years since we talked to him. We should talk to him again.
Well, your friend, the idiot, old Egg Yolk himself.
He's your friend, too.
He made our initial contact with John
Voight. Are you saying
Voight.
He's not your friend?
No, he's not anymore. And when he came back with his tail between his legs, he said, what can I do? I said, get us John Voight back on.
Well, he was just telling me last night that he's going to clear out space on a cubicle and make some phone calls
he's
for
lying.
Us.
He's lying. When Deadwood was coming back, and he was the first person I turned to. I said, Dave, get us William Sanderson back on. He starts playing Ring Around the Rosie, and Rob had him on because Dave couldn't do it.
Well, Dave told me that he was going to clear out some sort of cubicle space and go to work.
He's not telling you the truth.
So that's make-believe?
Yes. Grab bag.
Didn't seem like a joke.
Yeah, well, he has highfalutin ideas. He wants to start writing again. And of course, then goes to Rick Peterson, our production guy.
Yes.
And Rick tells him, I don't have time to write this for you, Dave. I'm too busy. And then Dave goes and sits down. Oh, I'm going to go and get a computer and start it. But I've heard that for months now. Oh,
so you have heard it.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. I'm going to get you William Sanderson on for the Deadwood. He couldn't do it. The first thing he said when he came back here after being locked in the woods. Yeah, I got to call John Voight back up again, get him back on with you. He can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can't do it.
But that was years ago.
No, I'm talking now, within the last year.
No, but you said the first thing when he came out of the woods.
And he brings it up about every 6 months. Yeah, I'll get John Voight back on. I got my contacts. What contacts? Jeez. We'll be back. Hey, you know what? I'll put a damn thing on this. Rob and Joe Piscopo, a couple of Jersey boys.
Yeah, well, he knows Joe Piscopo.
I know. Dave, who knows John Voight, we'll see what gets on first. I'd much rather have John Voight on, but
well,
somehow
John Voight...
I think Joe Piscopo is going to be on long before John Voight is.
Well, wasn't that when we were doing mornings, he'd call us
from the
set of movies he was doing.
National Treasure. He'd call us up and he'd say, we'd be on with him for 20 minutes. He goes, I got to put the phone down. My scene's coming up. Call me next week and I'll do some more. I'll be on site.
You know, I wish you hadn't given up on play acting. That could be a whole new career for us.
No, I got to take a break.
Well, you're depriving people of your talent.
Yeah.
You know this.
Yep. That's why Joe Pesci. He was in retirement until this Irishman came along, and they had to ask him 50 times.
Oh, he wasn't retired. He was making albums.
You're with De Niro again. You're with Scorsese. You got Pacino. Come, and he said like 50 times, no, I'm not doing this. I'm out of the movie business. And he came back.
Are you saying you'll come back?
No.
Because I remember when you said it. Haney, I am done play acting.
Yep. It's over. My stage career's done. Stan and Haney.
But you were so brilliant.
I know I was. 96 K-Rock. But those tapes are lost now.
Where are they?
Well, mine corroded.
I don't know. I need you to get in contact with the woman that used to live with me. And see if you can find out.
Talk to me.
Well, see where my stuff is.
96.
I don't know what she did with it.
K-Rock.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney in the afternoon, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Phone lines are open, 277-9600. Contribute. You could get yourself a prize. I'll go over those momentarily, but I got a text message earlier today. Captain John Lazaro would like to come on briefly. His big baseball game with the Miracle is this weekend, and it's doing it to help vets and stuff, so I want to get the captain on.
Captain, I need to talk to him privately at some point.
Financially-wise? Yeah. Captain Lazaro is on with us. He heads up the Stan and Haney Draft Fund, but he's involved in so many other things. Captain, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, Stan. Hey, Mark. How are you guys doing today? Thanks again for having me on. Mark, sorry about your tire there. That's a challenge.
It's just one thing after another.
Don't let Dave.
I do, actually. I was going to say that you can certainly use my number as well. You actually don't have to text. I mean, when the driver gets there, technically you're supposed to be there, but I've lent out my number many times and you don't have to be there.
Hypothetically. You haven't actually done that. You're just saying hypothetically.
Hypothetically, in case there's any AAA managers listening. Correct.
Look, they will come there with the wrecker. And change the tire on the spot. Do you remember when I had a Corvette?
Yes. Oh, yes. I do remember that. Yeah. I'm not sure where you got it financed.
Yeah. Dreams come true, Stan.
Yeah. And I had to go and have my AAA come and pick up my Corvette.
Yep.
And the AAA people, very friendly. They will go and they'll take it to wherever you want it to be taken to be fixed. And if it's a flat tire, they'll do it right there on the spot for you. The car doesn't even have to move.
Yep, on the spot. And just so you know, we are doing a special now on used car financing. Matt is directing that, so if you're interested.
I am. I got my eye on something.
You know what? I don't even know why that happened, because it seems like I got new shoes not that long ago.
Well, a nail can go into a tire.
It can.
Yeah, unless it's on the sidewall or driving it hit a bump.
Thanks for that. I mean, you solved my toilet problem by explaining to me there's a little chain back there.
No, that was a Budinsky texting that stuff about
the Gladys Kravitz.
Yeah, you know how that is.
Yep.
But it'll be all taken care of, and you don't have to go and hand-wring about it and wondering if Dave can get it down to the tire shop.
Yeah, don't let Dave anywhere near that car, Mark.
That could be
a problem.
Yeah, I try telling him. What now? This is coming up this Sunday?
No, this Saturday night.
Saturday.
August 10th.
The 10th.
6 p.m.
Is it already August? Jeez.
Yeah. Have you made your reservation yet? No, you haven't.
Nah, it's busy.
Jeez. Saturday night, the Fort Myers Miracle. Who are they playing that night?
They're playing the Jupiter Hammerheads, which I believe is a farm team for the Marlins.
Okay.
Single A. Yeah. And
it's a big night for you down there.
Yeah, so it's a big night for Human Trafficking Awareness Partnerships in Fort Myers. We're having a fundraiser there. The tickets are $10 each, and Human Trafficking gets half the proceeds. You do have to call and order them either through myself or through the Human Trafficking office directly for us to get half of the ticket price. 6 p.m. It's going to be a great night. I'm going to get there around 4:30. We're going to have a 50-50 raffle. Our executive director, Lauren, is going to be throwing out the first pitch. And you can go to the website, Human Trafficking Awareness, all together, humantraffickingawareness.org. You click at the top, you can see the flyer and on the events section. You can call the home office directly at 239-415-2635. Again, 239-415-2635. We do have some tickets left. We've got a lot of listeners that have already called in for tickets, so we definitely appreciate that. Or, of course, you can always call me for Human Trafficking Awareness tickets or Stan and Haney Draft Fund information, 239-851-6243, 239-851-6243. Again, you've got to – if you go to the stadium to buy the tickets, then we actually don't get half the proceeds. So if you're interested – if you can call myself or the headquarters office, then we'll hook you up with tickets. We'll either FedEx them to you, we'll call, we'll figure it out.
You know, Captain Lazaro puts us all to shame.
He does.
Not at all. It's my pleasure.
No, this is a man who has spent his entire life in the Navy until they made him leave.
Yeah, miss it every day, too. Yep.
And physically went and fought the global war on terror.
Yeah.
In Afghanistan, and now he comes home, and he's going after human traffickers.
Yeah, he's a champ.
He puts us all to shame.
Yep.
And that was a big thing in the military, is the training we have to do on human trafficking awareness annually. We do a lot of, they call it GMT, General Military Training. All you vets listening will know that. It can be kind of a boring training. A lot of it is intel or security and the same stuff over and over again. But the human trafficking awareness is very interesting because it's a worldwide problem, and it can be children sold to sex trafficking. It can be a lot of different slavery.
The world just seems to have a surplus of sick people.
Yep.
Yeah, and I was just picking my nephew up at the Punta Gorda Airport last week, and there's signs posted there regarding human trafficking. If you fly through, where was I? Atlanta. They had loudspeaker public service announcements, so it's getting a lot of press and a lot of publicity, especially with what's going on today at our southern border and those two big recent incidents in the news. So,
well, you're doing good work because when people find out what's really going on, I mean, at first, you know, there's that normalcy bias of going, that can't be happening. No.
Once you get in our backyard too, you know, you never know where it's happening.
Yeah. Once you get past that and realize what's really going on.
So we know it's for a good cause. It's Saturday night, miracle game, the Jupiter Hammerheads. Now, again, I can't stress it enough. Just don't go to the game and buy tickets there. You got to go through you or who?
Right. The human trafficking headquarters here in Fort Myers, which is the 239-415-2635 number.
Now, Captain, let's say I'm driving right now, and I'm not going to remember phone numbers. At best, I'll remember a website. Is there one of those?
There's a website. Mark likes to say, the www.
HETAP.
It's HETAP. / www.
Human Trafficking Awareness, all together, humantraffickingawareness.org. O-R-G.
All right, buddy. Gotcha.
Thank you,
and that's
pal.
Not D-O-T. That's the dot, you know.
I understand that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, roger that.
All right.
Hey, towards the end of the month, I'll get with you guys because I've got two more Stan and Haney Draft Fund presentations lined up. Hopefully we can work that out
awesome.
For that Friday before Labor Day. We always try to do it before holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And more importantly, maybe Dave will be in the office. That's the real reason we do it on Friday. And and that'll be great if we could do that as well. You guys are awesome. I always appreciate you letting me call in and also letting me be a part of the Stan and Haney Draft Fund, which is, I mean, it's going on like 16 years now, 17 years.
Oh, long time.
Yeah, well, you guys are great. Do a lot for the community, so we appreciate it.
Thank you, brother.
It's been going on since we rolled into Baghdad.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So,
Captain awesome. John Lazaro, retired, R-E-T.
R-E-T, parentheses. Yes, thank you.
Now, let's keep in mind, that does stand for retired, not something else.
Yeah.
That's correct, and at least Stan didn't demote me like he normally does.
Do you know that today, and I'll tell you this, Captain Lazaro, and a lot of people don't know this, today is National Purple Heart Day.
I did not know that.
Wow. Honoring our service people who have received a Purple Heart, which was started by George Washington himself back in the 1700s.
That's right. George Washington is actually, if you Google the actual award, the medal, is his portrait.
Yep.
So
National Purple Heart Day today.
Yep. Today.
You know, I know it's a controversial thing to say, but George Washington was a good man.
Yep. Fair man.
Good man, and thank you to all you veterans for your service out there, and especially for all those that were wounded.
Absolutely.
And the sacrifice is amazing. And I know I sent a couple flyers because we're still doing, everybody thinks we're drawn down, but we're still doing deployment readiness training workshops. We just did one in Miami a couple weeks ago. At the end of August, we've got a returning warrior event. So I was trying to help one of our local veterans attend one of those. You don't have to be on active duty or reserves to attend a returning warrior workshop. You can be a veteran and go to one as well. Highly encourage you to email me for any information. It's part of the Yellow Ribbon Department of Defense Reintegration Program. It doesn't cost the individual command a nickel. It's all funded by the DOD. Great program. A lot of events. If you looked at those flyers, it's amazing what happens.
There aren't enough hours in the day for all that you do.
Hey, I love this stuff. It's a lot better than watching that stock market go up and down. More down lately, like you were saying. Hey, Vegas sounds like the retirement plan for us. So
I'll see you, pal.
All right, take care. Thanks again.
Man.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Captain John Lazaro, great guy. Great guy. You know who else? And this is up to you, Haney. Who's sticking their head in there?
Dave?
No, probably not. Is it?
No, it's
Mangus. Oh, all right. Well, then that's okay. Just got a text. If you want, I've got the number two. Gentleman, I won't say his name, has a towing company, said that he would personally come and fix your tire for you.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I've got his number. I've got everything. He'll go right to your house and take care of that.
Things are looking up.
And it's a professional. They do it all the time.
Things are looking up. Let me see if I can ride this emerging good mood.
Yeah.
There we go. Been waiting all day for this. You got to find your juice, Art.
Damn it. I'm going to check the bag. It might be in there. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, the lovely Karen will join us in studio.
Oh, that's right. It's Wednesday already.
Are you smarter than Haney? Here's the deal.
Boy, the week's flying by. I didn't even think about Tuesday.
You defeat Haney. Up for grabs, it'll be winner's choice. A pair of tickets to Busch Gardens or a pair of tickets to go see Disturbed. Your choice if you're smarter than Haney. 96K Rock.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage.
A nice enough guy, but way too much baggage.
Yeah, what about
you
yours?
Know what I mean?
What about your baggage?
Dan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
I don't know what they're talking about. It's not our fault. It's climate change.
Yep. That's what I blame it on. Yep. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. It is Wednesday, and sitting in the studio with us, the lovely Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hello, everyone.
There is our ray of sunshine.
Yes, I'm here.
And I know we've talked about it with you before.
Yes.
And we were talking about it during the Bon Jovi song. My 600-pound life.
Man, what a show.
You watch it, too?
I do. I've watched it for a very long time. It's just so interesting. It's kind of like when I watch Hoarders and it makes me want to clean my house. It's kind of like gives me the same effect.
What first drew you in?
You can't look away.
Yeah, you can't. It's just, you want to change
Stan showed me a clip of them purposely making this like 700-pound man fall off a golf cart.
Now you have to admit,
I don't think I've seen that one.
Can we bring that up, Rob? Because you got to see that
when the fat ones fall down, they can't get up. It's like
a turtle. He was telling me about it.
Yeah,
and we got this clip, and you got to make sure you got the sound on it.
Yeah,
it's just
because he whines.
Oh yeah, he cries like a baby. Get it right to where he falls off the golf cart, and then he starts crying like a little baby.
Then his father's going, well, I don't know if he's faking or if he's really hurt.
There you go.
Oh, I've seen him.
Oh, my gosh. And look at him. He's like a turtle on his back.
But and they're like, well, I don't know how to help either. Yeah, like they're
well, listen to him whining.
Oh, man.
No, I can't.
You can get up.
No, my whole body, I can't. No.
You can get up.
No.
Then they do the extreme close-ups.
That's a sad life to live.
Oh, well, you know what? Some of them just don't listen.
Yeah.
I got a special treat for everybody.
Ooh.
Dr. Nazardan is visiting a patient right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Right now, and he was kind enough to let us hook up some microphones
in
his office in Houston.
So this is live, is it?
Live,
I love it.
Live from Houston. Dr. Nazardan. The fat people call him doctor now because they're too lazy to say his whole name. let's listen in right now. I think Dr. Nazardan is coming in to see one of his patients. I'm told 500 pounds.
Wow.
500 pounds.
Hello.
Hello, Dr. Now.
How y'all doing?
Surviving.
Surviving, huh? So is that why you missed your last appointment? What in the world is going on with you?
I guess I'm eating the wrong things.
You think it's funny? You're choosing to overeat, and you think it's okay?
No, I don't think it's okay at all.
So what is going on?
I guess I'm not eating the right things. I mean...
We gave you the instruction that you need to follow, and you're not following.
I think my problem is I'm holding a lot of fluid. I can't hardly pee.
Really?
I mean, I don't know what... I mean, you...
What do you mean you don't know? And you think that you're not eating and you're getting...
I don't want to get malnourished either.
Do you look like you're malnourished? You're overeating, and whatever you're overeating, you're torn up.
Do you not want me to eat at all?
You know that's not what I'm saying at all. That's the hard part, and you don't want to do it. And you're running from it and self-destructing.
I'm done with this conversation.
No, we're gonna finish with you.
No, we're not finishing with me. You're making me mad.
You sit down right there.
You
sit down right over there.
No, I'm...
Wait, sit down.
Okay.
Let go of me, Renee.
All right, this is completely unacceptable.
Okay, we'll check back in.
That is
Dr. Nazardin with a 500 pounder.
That is completely unacceptable.
Hello. How we all doing?
Doctor, now, why have I gained so much weight?
You eat too much.
It's retaining water.
We put you on 1,200 calorie a day diet. You eat broth.
Are you telling me to stop eating?
You know that's not what I say.
That's not what I tell you. You stick right down there. Oh, he's
that
something.
Is a weird man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's the best in the business.
He is the best in the business. Everybody flies from all over the U.S. to go see him.
Well, they don't fly. A lot of times, they'll put the 600-pounder from Tennessee in a subcompact car and make him drive for three days. They get about 20 miles down the road, and they got to stop for a snack. Am I lying?
No, that's usually how it goes.
Then they weigh them on a cattle scale.
They have a special scale that they go in, and they get weighed in every time.
But sometimes it's even difficult just to take them out of their homes.
Yeah, because most of them are sick and shut in. they live in Vermont, and they got to take a drive to Houston.
What do you mean by that, Karen? What do they got to do to get them out of their home?
It depends the house. Sometimes they have to, tear down walls and get cranes.
Yeah.
And
or medevac them.
Yeah, it's
put them on like an elephant stretcher and get them out of the house.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you can't look away.
You can't.
If you've never seen it, like, just
but these,
just take
these,
a look.
These people... Where they have to rip a wall down to get them out, that means that they've just stayed in one room and gotten huge.
Well, a lot of them.
I gotta say this:
where they can't leave.
Yeah, some of the restrooms.
They have to stay in bed with rubber sheets and a bedpan.
Mm-hmm.
And their significant other, usually a guy that is really skinny, has to go into the bathroom with like a loofah and scrub them down and get them off the toilet too.
It's either like a significant other or a family member.
Yeah, right here.
Oh, God.
Look, I'm telling you, I don't lie. They're ripping up the walls so that they can get them out.
Get them out of the house.
What the? Come on.
You just can't stop looking at it.
Okay. Just figure, it's like a forklift. They get them out of there. And then they go and they put them and they get to the hotel because they can't make it all the way to Houston.
Yeah.
And when they get out of the van, the Uber, because they can't take a regular Uber, it's got to be like a panel truck.
Yeah.
That's when they fall and are like a turtle on their backs because they can't get up.
So they had to rip the wall out to move Mama.
Yeah.
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 Oh, my God.
And there's
God.
Like multiple people. Like it's a whole thing.
Well, it's like pallbearers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they have to have them on an industrial. And then the ones that fly. You know, they get into a panic attack. They got to buy three seats.
Three seats,
And it's
how do they get them on the plane?
I don't know.
They take them in the baggage compartment.
They bring them through on a big giant wheelchair.
Yeah.
And then they stop them, and then they have to shuffle onto the plane.
And mostly, it's usually like the first row. Like they can't make it further
the
back.
They make giant wheelchairs.
Yeah, they do. Some airports don't have them though.
Yeah.
See, you guys are so far ahead of me. I don't know the first thing about this.
Sometimes when they get to, they fly to Houston, yeah, and they got to get a rental car, and they'll walk, and of course, the person that's fat can barely get to the rental car, and they find out that they can't fit in the rental car.
Yeah, if not that, they usually come in vans, and they just drive from wherever they're coming from.
Okay, that's okay. my 600-pound life. We're running desperately short on time, and we gotta play the game.
Long before your time, Karen, we used to employ a 450-pounder here.
Yeah.
His name was Fat Tony.
Fat Tony.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he was whiny like that guy that fell
on. Oh, man.
Hey, I can't do it. We made him sit on a block of ice once. We made him eat a hot dog eating contest.
Yeah, we put him in a wetsuit because he had to have a wetsuit for the block of ice, and he looked like a penguin.
And then we had him...
Giant penguin.
We had him pop out of a K-Rock birthday cake.
Oh, my gosh.
Wearing underpants.
Yeah.
Way before my time, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I got pictures. I'll bring
them
in next
week. This place used to be wild.
Let's play...
Yes.
Are You Smarter Than Haney?
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see.
It's so much nicer now, Karen.
It is much nicer.
It's because I'm here.
Yes.
Well, it's a big thing. It's very important. That's a fact.
You're smarter than me. It's not easy.
It's hard work.
Stan Strick questions, what a f***ing jerk. All those prizes, yours for free. Ching wits with Mark Haney.
Put you on a strict 1,200 calories.
Hello, how y'all doing? Not so good, doctor, now. I can't say your full name.
I love when they ask, like, what do you normally eat on a regular day? Take me through your diet of a day.
And the lie. Oh, I have a salad, that's all.
I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
277-9600.
How much do they eat?
Oh my God.
Are they just like eating all the time?
All the time.
All day. Like some lady had like 12 eggs, a whole pound of bacon. It just
And then
goes.
They wait for their sister to come by, who's not far behind, to take them out in their big truck so they can go to the fast food joint.
Oh, so the sister is probably 300.
Yeah, they're enablers.
It's sad.
277-9600. Cannot have won anything in the last 60 days.
What's happened? Have they just trained their body to not...
I don't know.
No,
it usually starts
do.
When they're little, and they were always bigger.
It was always something that...
In high school, it went downhill. Yeah, it's always something. I mean, genetics, who knows?
But they get bigger and bigger. There was one lady that was so big that she couldn't work anymore. So what she did was set up her own website where she would eat for the freaks that like to see fat people eat.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. That's how she made her money.
Let's have someone win
that's,
a prize. Yes.
That's her career. Oh, great.
Yeah, that was her career.
This is some twisted
New
stuff.
New eating food. If you answer correctly, you'll hear this. Incorrectly, taking too long, you lose. Have to get at least two right to even be eligible for the prize. Karen's your lifeline. Let's get a random Stan and Haney listener.
Yes.
We might not have enough time. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gents. This is Brian.
Brian, have you won anything from us in the last 60 days?
No, sir.
All right, Brian, would you like to play Smarter Than Haney?
I would love to.
All right. Karen's your lifeline for one category. You got to go to her for one of them. Before I ask the question, say hi to Karen, Brian.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Brian. Good luck today. You got this.
Thank you.
All right. This is for either Busch Gardens tickets or Disturbed tickets. It'll be your choice if you're smarter than Haney. The categories: geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. We start, as always, with Mark Haney. Mark, pick a category. Listen carefully, though, Brian, because if he misses it, you can steal.
Well, Stan, we start, as always, with geography.
All right. La-ta-ta. Haney, in geography, what exotic bloom is the national flower of Singapore? The national flower of Singapore.
Orchid?
Yes, it is. It is the orchid. You are absolutely correct. Brian, category?
Let's do entertainment.
Entertainment for Brian.
Those Singapore orchids got nothing on our ghost orchids.
You're darn right. Simple enough in entertainment, Brian. Who was Elvis Presley's manager? Who was Elvis Presley's manager?
I'm not going to waste any time. I have no idea.
All right, Haney, you can steal in entertainment.
That's Colonel Parker.
Yep, Colonel Tom Parker. Haney, you have control. History, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
History.
History for Mark Haney. Listen up, Brian. You can steal if he misses it. Wow, this is a good one. Haney, in history, what was Al Capone's alibi for the St. Valentine's Day massacre? What was his alibi? Where was he?
He was with his mother.
No, that's not the answer I'm looking for. We were looking where geographically he was located. You can steal, Brian, in history. What was Al Capone's alibi?
He was in Atlantic City.
Incorrect, but a good guess. He was vacationing in Florida.
Wow.
Vacationing in Florida. Brian, wide open, geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature.
He was with his mother.
Science and nature, sports and leisure.
He was with his mother.
Doesn't say that. He may well have been, but he was in Florida.
But he was with his mother.
Well, he claims he was in Florida. Go ahead, Brian.
I'll go with entertainment again.
Entertainment again. Was successful for you the last time. Let's try it this time. This should be simple enough. Brian, I want to get you on the board. Entertainment. What 1977 sci-fi movie was hyped, quote, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away?
Star Wars.
Yes, you're on the board in entertainment. Haney, you have entertainment already. You also have geography, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
How about instead of me choosing a category, we have Karen choose a category.
Karen, it's going to be Haney's lifeline. History, arts and literature, science and nature, or sports and leisure.
Let's do science and nature, please.
Science and nature. And you can steal on this one, too, Brian, if she misses it.
Yes, you can.
Yes, sir.
Dun, dun, dun. Science and nature. Thank you. okay, I'm going to ask it.
Okay.
But Karen, matter of fact, we were talking about this just yesterday. Which was the first iPod without a screen or scroll wheel? What was it called? The first iPod without a screen or scroll wheel?
The first iPod?
Yep. No. Without a screen or scroll wheel. In science and nature, for Haney.
Was it the Zoomie?
That is incorrect. You can steal, Brian.
Was it the...
Need an answer.
I'm just going to throw it. Zillow.
What?
What?
Zillow?
No, he's just making up vowels and consonants.
And you're not going to...
It's that stick thing.
Yeah, it was called the iPod Shuffle.
Shuffle.
Yeah. The Shuffle.
Which, that was the most brilliant invention because it cost them virtually nothing.
Yep.
And it was like this big.
Yeah,
I remember.
Like a stick of gum.
Yeah, yeah, just a USB stick.
Yeah.
Brian, you know what? You got to get at least two. And the way you're going right now, just throwing anything at the wall to see what sticks ain't going to help you. Geography, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. You have Karen as a lifeline.
Let's go science.
Science. Okay, in science and nature. All right, here we go. Science and nature, Brian. What is the clever-sounding name for a human third molar? What is the clever-sounding name for a human third molar in science and nature?
Wisdom tooth?
It is the wisdom tooth. You are correct.
Look at him.
Haney, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
History.
History for Mark Haney. Haney, in history, where can you find the Great Serpent Mound? The Great Serpent Mound.
How specific?
State. The Great Serpent Mound.
Is it in Mississippi?
Incorrect. You can steal, Brian, the Great Serpent Mound.
Wait, what was the question exactly again?
Where can you find the Great Serpent Mound?
And what was the question?
Where is it? Located? Where is it located?
Okay, sorry about that.
That's all right.
You eat too much.
I'm going to put you on a 1,200 calorie a day diet, right?
Just pick a state. Pick a state.
Time's up.
New Mexico. No.
You have control, though, Brian. Geography, history, arts and literature.
Where was it?
Sports and Ohio.
Oh.
Sports and leisure. Has he used you yet?
No, he has not.
You got Karen as a lifeline.
Karen?
Yes.
Pick your choice.
What do you want, Karen? Geography, history, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
Let's do history.
History for Brian. This is Karen answering. You all right there, Brian?
Yeah, I'm great. Right, okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. Thank you. Karen?
Yes.
In history, what animal is on the California state flag? What animal is on the California state flag?
Is it a bear?
It is a bear. A grizzly bear, as
all
a
right.
matter of fact.
Yay, Karen.
And you got, that was history.
There you go, Brian.
There we go. Nice job.
Thank you.
Of course.
Haney, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
History.
History for Mark Haney. Haney, who was Bill Clinton's main competitor in the 1996 presidential election? Main competitor. You know, there's always an independent that runs. But who was Bill Clinton?
And the general?
Yeah.
Bob Dole.
You are correct. It is Bob Dole. And
nice.
You got that taken care of. Brian, you're doing okay.
Yes, you got this.
Geography, arts and literature, and sports and leisure.
Let's do sports.
Sports and leisure. Let's see. What was the sport of Hilary Swank's character in Million Dollar Baby? What was the sport?
Boxing.
It was boxing.
All right.
And you have sports and leisure taken care of. Brian is in the lead, 4-3. Haney, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Science.
Let's see, science and nature. Haney, what does MW stand for on a radio? MW. MW on a radio, science and nature. M-W. M-W.
I'm drawing a blank.
You can, oh, and you have science and nature. Anybody?
Megawatts?
Any? No. No. Rob, you know what that is?
What
MW
is
on a radio?
My guess would have been megawatts as
yeah.
well.
Nope.
Does it have something to master or something?
You have a short wave. You have on
megahertz and what?
Medium wave.
Wow.
Medium wave. Brian.
I don't have that on my radio. Yeah.
Brian, geography, arts and literature.
Geography.
Geography for Brian. What continent, Brian, includes Iran? What continent includes Iran?
Europe.
Incorrect. Haney, you already have it. Anybody? Asia. Asia. Haney, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Science.
Science. Science and nature.
Karen, you know how to read my mood perfectly.
I
heard that little chuckle there.
Haney, in Science and Nature, what parts of a space shuttle's power system are referred to the SRBs?
Solid rocket boosters.
You're correct, Science and Nature. Yes, right there. Brian, we've got under a minute to play. Under a minute to play. The game will be called in less than 1 minute. And I will tell
you. There is 1 minute remaining to play in the period.
And I'll tell you right now, the game is tied. Brian, category, geography, arts, and literature.
Let's do geography again.
Geography for Brian. What is the official language of Egypt?
Arabic?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Yes, it is. You are at match point, Brian. Haney, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
Oh, two of my faves.
Yes.
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure. Haney, what is the longest running event in a decathlon? What is the longest running event in the decathlon? I will tell you that it's not. It's in meters. Longest running event in the decathlon.
I don't know, 800 meters.
Incorrect. And you already have the category, the 1,500 meters. Brian, you did very well. You got 5 right to Haney's 4 right. You're going to be able to pick Busch Gardens or Disturbed, buddy.
Good job.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. And I'm going to send you over to Rob, and you select what you want, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right,
enjoy.
Buddy. Hold on. He wasn't bad. I don't know if he was cheating or not.
I knew it wasn't my day.
We were going way too quickly. I don't think he was cheating. I'm going to give him that one.
All right. Well, you're better judging than me.
I started out the day with a flat tire, Karen.
He's got a flat tire.
Oh.
We'll be back. Thank you, Karen.
Of course.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida's airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hello, how y'all doing?
Yes.
My name is Dr. Nozar, Dan.
May I call you doctor now?
You're lazy, yes.
How did I become a 700-pound man?
You eat too much.
Oh, I wish someone had told me that before. What can we do about it?
We put you on a 1,200-calorie-a-day diet. You lose 50 pounds this month, 50 pounds next month. I'll approve you for weight loss surgery.
F this! No, please, please, please sit down. It's unacceptable.
So then when he does the surgery, he comes in, he has to stand on a little step stool so he can get up to the body. And then he goes in with these probes, cuts the stomach, and then pulls it out of one of the little holes he drills.
He pulls the stomach out?
Yep, pulls it right out. And then he looks at it, weighs it.
Shakes it up?
Yep. Sometimes he has to fix a hernia while he's in there or take out a gallbladder. And then
just all through the same hole.
And then
he just reaches into that hole and yanks it.
Goes in there with a camera and like a little laser and cuts it.
and then just pulls it through the hole.
Yep. Puts him on a liquid diet for like a month.
Won't be needing this.
Won't be needing this anymore. It was the surgery went very, very well.
And then they're on a liquid diet for
so what's
for a
he
month.
Do? Just like cut their stomach in half?
Yeah. Yeah, cuts half their stomach out. Then they can't eat. They're on a liquid diet. And then after the liquid diet, they can start eating again. And then what happens is they start eating too much again.
Yeah, and then their stomach balloons.
Yeah, that's what happens to them.
Does it grow back or just stretch?
It will stretch again. It stretches back to its original size.
That can't be good for you.
It isn't. He's had some that are already going in for like their second one.
What?
Yeah.
So he's going to cut it in half again?
You had stomach surgery 10 years ago?
Yes, doctor, now.
And you're back up to 600 pounds.
Yes, I don't know how it happened, doctor.
You eat too much.
Well, what
you
should I do?
Stop eating.
You little freak.
Traffic brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
One thing on the board. It is in Fort Myers. It is a disabled vehicle. Cross Creek Boulevard and Daniels Parkway. And you are up to date.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's got today's headlines for you. Here you go.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you right now. The drink of the summer.
Yeah.
Alcoholic seltzers.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
The chicks are going crazy for them.
Yeah.
They especially love the White Claw, what I'm told.
Thank you.
Because it comes in fun flavors.
Yeah. For those hot summer days of drinking.
5% alcohol. New survey asked Americans, would you rather be replaced at your job by a robot or another person?
Another person.
We'll tell you what people said.
In less than an hour.
Another survey. Fully half of people under 21... do not believe that college is necessary anymore.
I think it's changing.
And that's mainly because it's unaffordable to most.
Completely.
They've gotten a little too full of themselves and their nonsense. Yep. You know what? Your colleges and universities have an outsized share of the blame for everything going on.
I'll tell you very quickly, 10 seconds. They keep talking about these libs, free education. The colleges, the universities, take in so much profit that they could just go and make college more affordable for everybody. They wouldn't lose a whole heck of a lot of money, and everything would be fine. They take the reason why college tuition is going sky high, it's the colleges themselves.
Wonder how many kids could go to school on Nick Saban's salary alone.
A lot.
Police catch a burglar who tried unsuccessfully to cover himself in mud to hide from them.
Jeez.
Great effort, but it didn't work. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Oh, yeah, we try to bring it to you the best we can with the 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. Mark,
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Oh, I am so glad that I am over this phase of life. Are you considering getting a roommate to share expenses?
I'm so glad I'm past that, too.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
questions to ask yourself before getting a roommate.
Top questions to ask yourself before getting a roommate. Is his name Dave the Waterman?
Am I prepared to deal with a new enemy within the next
that's,
6 months?
That's it.
How should I react when he says he learned about clean, responsible living from his previous roommate, Gary Busey? Will I still be able to walk around in the nude? Hold on, I'm not sure how that got in here. That's a question to ask yourself before getting a job. If I really want to share a non-sexual cohabitation with a stranger, shouldn't I just get married?
Did you make those reservations yet?
No. Will adding a seventh roommate accidentally turn us into a cult?
Good, yeah. What's the draw? The point there?
Will I have to worry about being too loud when I have someone over for a sexual encounter? Or should I worry about something more likely, like a comet strike? Would I be the weird roommate or the one complaining about the weird roommate? Is there some sort of list for deaf-mute people looking for roommates? Laugh it up.
That'd be the perfect one.
To make room for the roommate's groceries, does that mean I'll have to clear the fridge of my collection of small animal skulls?
Oh. Yeah, Dave's got them.
Dave. I know where I'm going, bro. I don't know where you think you're headed.
And finally, the very top question to ask yourself before getting a roommate.
Yes.
If they are of the opposite gender, does that mean one of us will have to pretend to be gay like on Three's Company? And that, my friend, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis, left the building.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
This was will have to be for Haney. This is from Mark. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. On Monday, August 5th, right after Haney's news, Haney played a song that really rocked. Could you please tell me what the name of the song was? I listened to you guys up here in Ohio. Thank you for making afternoons in Ohio a lot better. Signed, Mark.
Mark, the answer to your question, it's by Ted Nugent. It is called Come and Get It. It is off the Scream Dream album, the same album that features Wango Tango.
Yeah. There you go. There you go, Mark. Send us the city you're at in Ohio, and we'll give you a stick pin. I told you we had so many letters answering our question of the week last week that I would throw them in throughout the week. Some of the more interesting ones, and this is a good one. Question was, what did one of your grandfathers do for a living? Mm-hmm. And could you go farther back? Find out maybe a great-grandfather, what they did for a living. This is from Scott. And he writes, ahoy, gentlemen. Regarding your question of the week, my maternal grandfather was a very well-respected farmer in the community. And my father's maternal grandfather, that would be my great-grandfather, was a harness racer, horse breeder, internationally known as one of the finest breeders of racehorses in the Midwest. And he bred two world champion breeders, or horses.
He bred two world champion breeders?
Midwest. And bred two world champion setting pacers horses. And he even has the newspaper article that talked about him being one of the best pacer horse breeders in the country.
That's awesome.
Yep. Hope you find it interesting. I did. That horse breeding, big business.
Hold on, Stan. Trigger warning.
Quick point of personal privilege.
Yes. Guys, first of all, James Jackson, Sacramento, he, him. I just want to say, can we please keep the chatter to a minimum? I'm one of the people who's very, very prone to sensory overload. There's a lot of whispering and chatter going on. It's making it very difficult for me to focus. Please, can we just, I know we're all fresh and ready to go, but can we please just keep the chatter to a minimum? It's affecting my ability to focus. Thank you.
Shut the F up. Try working a day here at K-Rock. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus. Okay.
Thank you, Jesus and Freddy. Ahoy, gentlemen. Stan, I saw a show as I was going through the channels called My Cat from Hell. They have this guy who comes and works with
the
cats
guitar case
with behavioral problems and corrects the behavior.
He comes in with a guitar case full of cat toys.
He does.
Is that the guy?
I don't know. Tell you right now, my cat does not like toys. You can throw him catnip. You can throw him a little squeaky toys. Doesn't care.
No, if it's not on the hoof, he's not interested.
Correct. Maybe you should try that with your cat. No. Here's a crazy item PETA wants to do. They want to ban all animals from shows like The Tonight Show. Remember when Jim Fowler used to come on with Johnny?
Yeah. But it was brilliant. It was awesome.
You know when they have animals on to showcase them.
Remember when we used to have animals on the show?
Yes, we did. We lost two big fruit bats in the building.
Yep. Lost them in the ceiling. Don't know what happened to them.
Lost two big fruit bats in the building. I had a panther eat meat from my chest.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, how stupid. We had police dogs attack me.
You had one hanging from each arm as you tried to run away from them.
That's what the cop said. Now, you're in the protective suit, which didn't protect that much. And he said, now run. And then he released, Spike and Bodo, and they both came and chewed the hell out of me.
Didn't a monitor lizard get loose for a little bit?
We had a monitor lizard where
we had it catch a mouse.
It had to catch a rat.
Yeah.
And when they catch a rat, they don't bite them; they tear them alive.
It's just brutal.
We've had a lot of animals, and a horse went through the building.
Yep, we brought it through.
Yep, filled the room with rats.
Mm-hmm. All over you.
Yep.
You were wearing a beard of rats.
Yeah, I sure was. It was the worst day of my life.
Worry, pal. There's still time.
Yeah. Yeah. Just plain stupid. Now, tonight, if you want to see something interesting, watch Sean Hannity. He's going to interview Bill de Blasio.
Oh, geez.
I've been waiting all week. Finally, the New York Times should be ashamed for bowing to the left. Ridiculous.
Did you see that?
Yeah, they had a nice positive headline with Trump in the New York Times.
Well, at least neutral.
And the left went nuts that they were, and the Times actually replaced the headline.
And the headline was factual.
Yep. Unbelievable. They used to be the news, all the news that's fit to print. Not anymore. We're going to take
this
a break.
This is insanity like I've never seen. And it's just, it comes down to one thing. They cannot accept that 2016 happened.
And did you see what the Castro brothers in San Antonio did?
Mm-hmm.
Releasing all the names of business donors.
You don't
Trump
do game. That.
You don't do that. They were even saying on MSNBC, this is going to incite people. No, it's not. We feel like they should know what their money's getting. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And it's about time we stop bowing down to the Castro brothers.
Yep. These Castro brothers in San Antonio, watch them. They remind me a lot of Castro brothers just south.
We need to put an embargo on them.
96K Rock.
We've got our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. Where's your finger? Excuse me. Stan and Haney in the afternoon. 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. I'll get you updated on traffic here in just a second. Then I'm going to tell you how you can possibly get your tickets to Disturbed and be in the running for a nice prize. Jet's Pizza bringing us traffic.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
I'm just going to tell you that there's something up here from earlier, and it should be clearing by now. Earlier crash, Estero, the 7900 block of Mediterranean Drive, right by Valley Bank. Now, that was a little earlier today. They said there was some road blockage, but everything should be moving along smoothly. We'll have another traffic update for you in less than 30 minutes. 96K Rock welcomes Disturbed and special guest in this moment. It's going to happen September 19th, 7:30 p.m. That's a Thursday. Tickets are on sale now at the Hertz Arena box office, and you can get your tickets for Disturbed at Ticketmaster.com. But keep listening here at 96K Rock. Chance to win some tickets. And all ticket winners who get their tickets here on K Rock are in the running to win a drumhead autographed by all the members of Disturbed. So mark it down on your calendar. Hertz Arena, September 19th, 7:30 p.m. They're going to be in concert with, in this moment, Hertz Arena. All right. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, honey.
Oh, is this Fat Pat?
Yeah.
Hi, Fat Pat. Oh, Fat Pat, I haven't heard from you in so long. Oh, how are you, sweetheart?
I am doing okay, honey, but I tell you right now, I don't need any of those tickets to the Hertz Arena.
Why is that?
You know, because I go there every day. That's what I call the gym, Hertz.
Hey, you're doing it again. You always come on with a zinger. Oh, sweetheart, it's so good hearing from you. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm getting heavier by the moment.
Well, I had your radio on.
Uh-huh.
And it just occurred to me I should give you a call because I was, I'm a little bit winded.
It sounds like you're outside, Fat Pat.
I am. I'm out in my beautiful backyard. I was just doing some squats, some deep knee bends out in the old cucumber patch.
Careful. Careful, Fat Pat. How you doing? Everything good? Everything? You've been listening to the show? Are you keeping the weight off?
I've been a little bit naughty, honey.
Oh.
Because you know what happens better than anybody.
Yep.
I got the best of intentions, and I decided that, you know what, this is going to be it, Patty. This is the time.
Today's the day.
And then lo and behold, they do something like coming out with these moonberry Twinkies and Ho-Ho's.
Well, I know it.
It's like the devil himself. themselves putting their stuff on their shelves.
Oh, but Fat Pat, I'm sure that, you know, if you had just one Moonberry Twinkie, it's not going to hurt. I mean, just one, just to taste it.
Honey, that is so sweet of you.
Yeah, thank you, baby.
You know, it seems like every time I go to Walmart and I get my big fat ass up on that scooter, there's just something new on the shelf that just screams out, eat me.
You know, so you did get them and you ate the whole box, huh?
I did. And then I got confused, honey, because, you know, I like to do my research on the internet. And I got all confused and I thought that I had found a new weight loss product, but then turns out it's stuff that bodybuilders eat.
That's to put on weight. No, you don't take that, Fat Pat.
I know it now. I figured it out, honey. But I figured out a couple pounds too late, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. So you heard us. You ever watch that show, My 600-Pound Life?
I would not watch that show if it was the last show on earth. Now, I've seen it before.
Uh-huh.
And, honey, you're not doing yourself or anybody else any favors telling people about that show.
Well, with Dr. Nazardan and everybody goes to Houston, they're over 600 pounds, and he takes half their stomach out.
Honey, now you probably don't know no better about that, so... I'm going to tell you and I'm going to tell your audience.
Okay.
You should never, ever watch that show because you know what I call that stuff?
What?
It's fat porn.
Well, some people are addicted. Once you see it, you can't turn. Fat Pat, are you smoking?
I have to now, honey.
Why?
After I ate that bodybuilding stuff.
Yeah.
I just, all I can do is maintain now. I'm trying to keep it a nifty 250.
Okay. All right. And smoke it, because as soon as you quit that cigarette stuff, you know, the weight just keeps going on.
Well, it's, you know, when you stop smoking, it's like, hey, Fat, why don't you jump on, take a ride? You're playing room for everybody. Another one rides the bus.
Uh-huh. Now, this fat porn, are you familiar with this Dr. Nazardan?
I saw it one time, honey, and it's a lot of fat people doing frat falls.
Yep, they fall down a lot, but then they go and have... Have you ever thought of doing that, getting your stomach stapled or cut out? That might help keep the weight off. Easy, Pat, I'm worried about you. You're outside in the heat and you're coughing.
That's what you get for doing jumping jacks in Florida in the middle of the summertime.
Yeah.
No, that's cheating to me, honey.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the Battle of the Bulge goes on forever. Well, at least until you get cancer.
Stop! What are you talking like that for?
Because I had a friend of mine I went to high school with, honey.
Uh-huh.
And she was always very cruel to people of weight.
Like you.
Yeah, I'm trying to get people to say that. People of weight instead of fat.
Yeah, well, your name's Fat Pat. I mean, that's the way I was introduced to you. Fat Pat, and we had to do the mantra.
Fat, get off me. That's right.
We'd look in the mirror and say, Fat, get off me. And it sometime worked, sometime it didn't.
Well, back in high school, she was a real pretty girl.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, all the fellas were crazy about her, and we were all jealous of her. And then, lo and behold, she pops out a couple of kids, and she's in the same boat as the rest of us.
Uh-huh.
You know, wide boat.
Yeah.
And, you know, she got the Facebook of her... her and her kids and all this stuff. And then all of a sudden I noticed that I got an alert. She opened up an Instagram page. And all of a sudden she's back to being the skinny bitch she was in high school.
Oh.
And I get jealous all over again. And so...
I'd look at that into that cough, Fat Pat. I'm worried about you.
I sent her a little message.
Uh-huh.
And I said, hey, I don't know if you remember me, but this is Fat Pat. Because that's what she called me. That's where I get that name from.
Yeah, you've had it for as long as I've known you.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, so I have been still battling this weight problem for years, and I see you up there with your picture looking like a skinny bitch again. What's your secret? And she said, Pat, it's cancer.
I hope you sent your sympathies to her and hope that she's doing okay in beating that thing.
Well, I didn't get into all that. I said, well, whatever it is, you look fabulous.
Yes. Okay, Pat. Okay. Now, I'm glad you called. Look, Pat, Fat Pat, I need to lose 10 pounds in less than a month because I'm getting married and I got to look my best for the wedding. Help
me. And you know what? It's not just so you look so good in your wedding pictures. I mean, that's important too.
Uh-huh.
But a little bird told me that you're marrying a gal on the younger side.
Yeah, she's quite a bit younger than I am.
So you're gonna need that stamina, honey.
Uh huh.
You're gonna need that stamina.
What do I need to do?
You won't be able to satisfy a woman.
What do I need to do then?
Well, I'm gonna tell you my naughty little secret.
All right.
And Haney kind of rained on my parade a little bit earlier.
Why? What did he say?
Here's my secret weapon, honey.
Okay.
First of all, whatever you do, make sure you keep smoking.
Okay.
I don't think I got to worry about that.
No.
But here's the trick. It's called White Claw.
White Claw?
Uh-huh.
What's that?
Well, it's seltzer water, honey.
Uh-huh.
It's nothing but seltzer water, and they put a little bit of flavor in there. Not enough to hurt you.
Uh-huh.
They put a little bit of flavor in there, so it's seltzer water, a little bit of flavor, and then 5% alcohol, honey.
So keep smoking and drink this seltzer water with booze in it.
Yeah, because it's got, like, zero calories.
Ah!
It's got, like, zero calories. You tie one on, and, you know, if you're lucky enough or you drink enough of them, then, you know, you fall asleep when you forget to eat.
So you pass out, you skip a meal, and you lose the weight.
Oh, you look healthy as hell.
I don't know if that's healthy.
I didn't say it was healthy, honey. I said you look healthy. Like I said, my friend with cancer.
Okay,
was a knockout.
Enough with the cancer lady. Jeez. What happened to the days where all I had to do was look in the mirror and say, Fat, get off me. Get off me, Fat.
Well, the good news for you, honey, is happy days are here again. Because you want to say it with me?
What? Happy days are here again?
I want you to find a full-length mirror, okay?
Yes. Okay.
And I want you to take your shirt off.
Well, I'm at work.
And I want you to drop those shorts.
I'm at work.
And I want you to take your shoes off so you can see those fat little toes of yours.
Yeah.
Figure out which little Piggy's been at the market for too long.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to stand in front of that full-length mirror in your birthday suit.
Yeah.
Okay? We're all adults here.
Okay, Fat Pat.
And once you're in your birthday suit and you're in front of that full mirror, make sure you got good lighting so you can see all the cellulite and all that, because that's what you get with the yo-yo diets we like. And why don't you stand in front of that mirror?
Uh-huh.
And I want you to do it at least 3 times. Fat, get off me.
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 Get off, fat, get off me.
There you go, honey.
And you can just feel the pounds.
There you go. And then you do a little jumping jack, a little windmill.
Mm-hmm.
While you're drinking your seltzer in the heat.
Oh, Fat Pat. I'm so glad you phoned, Fat Pat.
Oh, you know I miss you, honey.
Oh, I miss you, baby.
Just, just because sometimes I don't call for a while doesn't mean I don't care. Just remember, you know, I got a jealous hubby to deal with.
I know that. I've had to deal with him. And you're just my weight loss buddy.
That's all we have ever been, but we have a very deep friendship. And I think maybe if I wasn't married, we'd be soulmates. Oh. But I am married.
I know you are, but I still love you, Fat Pat.
I'm so sorry I'm spoken for, honey.
I'll see you soon, sweetheart.
Okay. Just remember, maybe one day if he drops dead or something, you got a foxy mama with the hots.
Ah, Fat Pat. Love her. We'll be back.
Hello.
Hello, Dr. Now.
How y'all doing?
Surviving.
Surviving, huh? So is that why you missed your last appointment? What in the world is going on with you?
I guess I'm eating the wrong things.
You think it's funny? You're choosing to overeat and you think it's okay?
No, I don't think it's okay at all.
So what is going on?
I guess I'm not eating the right things. I mean...
We gave you the instruction that you need to follow, and you're not following.
I think my problem is I'm holding a lot of fluid. I can't hardly pee.
Really?
I mean, I don't know what... I mean, you...
What do you mean you don't know? And you think that you're not eating, and you're getting...
I don't want to get malnourished either.
Do you look like you're malnourished? You're overeating, and whatever you're overeating, you're torn up.
Do you not want me to eat at all?
You know that's not what I'm saying at all. That's the hard part, and you don't want to do it. And you're running from it and self-destructing.
I'm done with this conversation.
No, we're gonna finish with you.
No, we're not finishing with me. You're making me mad.
You sit down right there. You sit down right over there.
No, I'm...
Wait, sit down.
Okay.
Let go of me, Renee.
All right, this is completely unacceptable.
We've got our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. Where's your finger? Excuse me. Stan and Haney in the afternoon, 96 K-Rock.
I'd rather stick with Fat Pat.
Yeah. Just sensible weight loss.
Yeah. Where you drink that seltzer water, pass out, and you skip a meal.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Just eliminate one meal a day. Stay away from them damn Moonberry Twinkies. Oh, I gotta go. Speaking of that, I gotta go to the store today because I'm gonna pick up some of those for Dave on Friday.
Yeah, you know that's a Walmart only item.
Is it Walmart only?
Yeah.
All right. Wonder. So if I go across the street, they probably have some over there.
Yeah. Yeah,
Walmart
should.
Only?
Yeah. It's an exclusive.
There you go, doing. And then a ding dong. And then a dilly dong dong. And then a dilly dong dilly dong. Everybody go down, down, down,
down, down, down, down. Find out if I got my Jew's heart. Love that song. Let's get you updated on traffic. Brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
We're a little busy here. Let's start in Fort Myers. Got a disabled vehicle. Daniels Parkway and 6 Mile Cypress. Fort Myers, crash, South Cleveland Avenue and Cypress Lake Drive. Fort Myers, crash, 13,000 block of Park Crest Boulevard. And Lehigh Acres, got a crash, Bell Boulevard South and Ashland Street East. And you are up to date. We'll have another one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes.
So we're getting a new CD player, are we?
Oh, that's what I wanted to tell you. Because the chief engineer, Richard, heard this one acting up.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, I heard it's been acting up for a while and I was listening.
How is it not your fault?
It's not. He said, I can get you another one. And he came in to look at this model of player that I have.
The $5,000 model.
Yeah, well, that's what it was. He goes, I don't think they make this one anymore.
Well, there'd be a reason for that.
We're going to have to get you the one that they upgraded. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You probably get one a little cheaper. Probably work better.
Look at this. It's not. The damn thing doesn't even register on the deal. And I don't want it to come out again. There, let's try that. Hopefully it'll work. New one on the way. Can expect that one in 2021. Mark.
Something to look forward to.
Yep. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is Eyewitness News with Ernie Anastas, Roseanne Scamardella, Warner Wolf, Spencer Christian.
I'm Gary King.
And the Eyewitness News team.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, August 7th.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
All right.
This is something that I know I was taught in school. I imagine you were, Stan. That it is possible for someone to win the popular vote.
Yes.
In a presidential election, but lose the electoral vote.
Correct.
And when we were being taught this, it was a big what-if scenario, and I remember the teacher going, well, that doesn't really happen anymore. You have to go pretty far back to see that, but it is possible. And now, in 2019, there have been five people who have won the presidential election, even though they lost the popular vote.
Mm-hmm. It's happened quite a few times for different reasons.
Five people.
I think I can do it.
I bet you can.
First one was John Quincy Adams. Andrew Jackson had the popular vote, but it was a nice little cabal up there in New England, and they made sure that John Quincy Adams became president.
Uh-huh.
The next time was in the late 1800s. It was after the Civil War. The compromise, I think it was called the Compromise of 1877, when Rutherford B. Hayes.
Correct.
Now, here's where that's different. He was running against a guy by the name of, I can't remember, Tilden, I think. And here's the thing, because voting was so screwy and their delegates, they found out that Rutherford B. Hayes had had enough delegates to win the presidency. But then they found out a delegate in some state didn't qualify to be a delegate. And so they had to take the delegate away.
Probably a DUI.
Yeah, probably something there, you know, driving while under the influence of carriage.
Mm-hmm.
But It threw it into a tie, and then they had to go and figure it all out, and it was called the Compromise of 1877, and they gave Rutherford B. Hayes the presidency.
So far, we have John Quincy Adams and Rutherford B. Hayes.
The other one is why Grover Cleveland is named the 22nd and 24th president, because the 23rd president, Benjamin Harrison, lost the popular vote, but had enough in the Electoral College to win. And so Grover Cleveland didn't get two consecutive terms because of the Electoral College. Benjamin Harrison came in and then got defeated again, and Cleveland became president again. So you got that. You got that. How many am I up to?
Three out of five.
Then you had, well, who can forget George W. Bush?
Mm-hmm.
Did not get the popular vote, but won in the Electoral College with Gore. Big battle. But it's been this way throughout the beginning of our country. And then, of course, Trump.
Absolutely. 100% correct. Those are the five.
It's happened five times, people. Don't blow a gasket and claim that Hillary won, because she didn't.
No, it's very simple. It's, you know, you go from overall votes to the votes of the states.
Yep, and it's different.
Because you have places that are overrepresented in the big cities that all vote Democratic.
And that's what our founding fathers wanted. They didn't want metropolitan areas and mm-hmm. cities in one state determining who should be president for the entire country. But people don't get it. People don't understand it.
It was nice to hear from Fat Pat. And as usual, she is right on with what she's saying. By now, the secret's out. The ladies can't get enough of the spiked seltzer.
You've been talking about this, Fat Pat talking about it, you talking about it.
It's basically just alcoholic water.
You get it in the beer section of like the supermarket, or do you got to go to a liquor store? What do you got to do?
I would think it would be on par with beer. I would say that this would be like Son of Zima. Remember Zima?
I do remember Zima.
You want to stay away from that Zima Gold, though.
I remember when Zima was out. Somebody that we knew used to say it made a great mixer.
Mm-hmm. So these are flavored alcoholic seltzer from brands like White Claw, I guess is the big one, Bon and Vive, and Truly. And apparently, summer 19, they have become the drink of the summer because sales are skyrocketing. Sales were up 169% last year.
Jeez.
And this year, they continue to rise, including a 30% jump in sales in just the past month. So, why are these so popular?
Why?
Well, again, ladies especially love them. They're lighter than beer. It's just water.
Yeah.
And they come in cans, so it's more convenient than wine.
Right.
They're pretty low in calories, decent flavor, and they like the way the cans look in Instagram photos.
Look at Rob brought up the Zima Gold. I don't remember the Zima Gold.
No, I was told to stay away from that.
Why? What was it about? I mean, I remember Zima, but I don't remember Zima Gold.
Well, if you pour Zima Gold into a toilet.
Yeah.
It looks a lot like.
So you can be tricked.
Yeah.
Very. I don't know what's this, with the Zima. It's got a very woodsy smell.
Yeah. Barnyardy. Oaky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very oak barrel aged.
Yeah. Make sure you know where it's coming from. Make sure nobody's tampered with it.
A little oaky.
You got to watch that Zima Gold. A little too frothy for my taste. In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd. at the Diamond District.
Planning a wedding can be a daunting task. Imagine your elation if you received a call and were given 20% off the price of your wedding venue. Or the wedding dress designer surprised you and let you know you could have 20% off the dress you've dreamed of for years. Well, I'm not sure you'll receive either of those calls, but I'd like to share with you that our friends Jason and Todd with the Diamond District would like to give you 20% off your wedding bands this Saturday and Sunday only, August 10th and 11th, during the Diamond District's Summer Wedding Band Expo. This is the best time of year to buy your wedding bands, with the lowest prices and largest selection from America's top bridal designers only at the Diamond District. Save 20% off manufacturers' direct pricing. So what's the next best thing to the 20% of the people you don't want to attend your wedding staying home? It's 20% off your wedding bands from Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. And they'll throw in 12 months interest-free financing.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, and we touched on this a bit during the headlines, they did a survey, and the question was, would you rather lose your job to a robot or another human being?
I said another human being. At least there was a chance that I could go into another job site and do the same work. If it's a robot, I lost my job for good.
Well, here are the results. Only 37% were gracious enough to say another human. The other two-thirds went with the robot because, well, I can't compete with a robot. I should be able to beat another person.
Jeez. No, you losing jobs to robots,
yeah, it's pure ego.
Yeah.
In another survey.
Do you remember Takiza?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That's what somebody brought up.
All kinds of novelty drinks.
Yep. When you and I were young, it was, what was the stuff that, a champagne.
Oh, classy.
Yep. Champagne. I remember that. It was beer bottles, but they made them look like champagne bottles, and it tastes like really cheap champagne.
Well, small liquor.
Yep, champagne.
I would pick up, a six-pack of Mickey's for me and a four-pack of champagne for her.
Champagne. Oh, my God, I can't believe that. That was being consumed.
Oh, and, you know. Seemed like you were doing something really classy.
There's champagne right there.
Yeah.
I remember them in green bottles, though.
Oh, they were in clear bottles.
That right there. Is that champagne?
Yes.
That's it. I told you, green bottle. Made it look like a mini bottle of champagne.
Yeah. Yes. Would you care for some champagne? Yeah. My lady,
darling.
Nothing but the best for you.
Yeah.
You enjoy that. I'll have another Löwenbräu. According to a new study, half of people under 21 today say they do not believe college is necessary anymore. The jig is up.
Yeah.
The con's over.
And I think a lot of it has to do with people finding computer stuff. You know, the social media stuff.
Half of people under 21 say they don't think college is necessary. 89% say they have considered doing something other than the traditional four-year college, like online courses, trade school, or learning on the job. Parents haven't adjusted yet, though. 96% of parents say they expect their kids to go to a four-year school.
Because that was important to the... Look, I remember when I was a kid, it was the most important thing for my parents and my grandmother that I go to college. They didn't care that if my sisters went to college or not. I was going to college, and that was their their label of success. And I told you many times, my grandmother, what are you doing for a living? I'm in radio, Grandma. Oh, and someday you'll get a real job.
What was her name?
Julia.
You know, Julia. She's on the radio here. I can hear her.
Oh, no, that was my grandmother's name was Julia. The girl that worked at the AM station in Rhode Island. What the hell was her name? Yeah, but she would have...
She's real. Because she could hear her on the radio.
Someday you'll be like her.
What the hell?
And never convinced her that this was my career and this is what I was doing. And I've been, for the most part, successful at it.
Again, you got to put that asterisk there. For the most part.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have to. For me. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, two people broke into a house in Mayetta, Kansas on Friday night. The police were alerted, and they took off. The cops apprehended 25-year-old Chelsea Ray pretty quickly, but it took them a bit longer to hunt down crafty 30-year-old Eric Fernandez, because Eric had a plan.
Uh-huh.
Pretty hardcore. They weren't ready for Eric because... he went all Rambo on him, covered himself in mud, and hid in a creek.
Idiot.
But because he was hiding from the police and not the predator in Predator, the plan didn't work, and police did find him the next afternoon. And they were kind enough to take a picture of him covered in mud, hiding in a creek to share with the world. Both Eric and Chelsea are facing charges for burglary, trespassing, and obstruction.
Look at this idiot.
He's not an idiot. He's brilliant.
Well, there she is.
Him and his hot girlfriend.
Yeah.
Woo!
She's up for anything.
That's a true partner.
Yeah.
She rides when it's time to ride. When did you get a handheld Nintendo out of the deal?
Betty Jo. That's her name.
And,
Betty Jo.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, August 7th.
There he is. Little Marky Haney telling it like it is.
Well, if you're such a big deal on the radio, how come I can't hear you? Like, I listen to Betty Jo all the time.
Betty Jo... was at a college, some community college, and would do an AM radio, you know, a 500-watt daytimer in Rhode Island on the weekends.
Yeah.
To read some news copy.
You know, read PSAs and whatnot.
But she was in radio. You and your little hobby. Are you still going to college? Yeah, I am. That's sweet. I thought I was going to have a lawyer in the family. Thought I was going to have a doctor. You could still do that now, you know.
But Stan, you were speaking to a woman who had lost her mind.
No, this was while she was still sane.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
When she was still sane enough that she was packing money into the walls?
Oh, no, that was always that way, but that was from the Depression. She thought that Hitler was coming again.
Yeah, she hid money in the walls, inside pieces of furniture and all that.
Yep.
And isn't it amazing that that freeloading Joe was able to find all of it?
He found all of it. He found the jewelry.
Neighbors
found it.
Nothing for Stan, though.
Nope.
That was supposed to be your house.
It was. It ain't anymore.
You got rolled, man.
I got rolled hard.
Why didn't you just take a pair of brass knuckles to that son of a bitch?
He's dead now anyway. He died a few years later. And he suffered.
Yeah. Bet he had a hell of a funeral, though.
Yeah, he did.
Because, you know, all those people lining up for their inheritance.
Yep. Rumor had it he was buried in a bronze casket.
You could be our next big winner. But realistically speaking, the odds are overwhelmingly against you. Thanks for listening to the Stan and Haney Show on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. Kind of wrapping things up. We'll get one more look at traffic. Rob Show in at 6 o'clock to take you through your evening. Jet's Pizza bringing us a final update.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, three things on the board, two in Fort Myers. The first one, a crash, Boy Scout Drive in South Cleveland Avenue. The other one in Fort Myers, crash, South Cleveland Avenue and Beacon Manor Drive. And one in Lehigh Acres, it's a crash, Williams Avenue and Lee Boulevard. And you are up to date.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
Cleavage season just about over. I'm going to miss it. Because cleavage, when it first pops out, like, late February, early March, it's almost like Groundhog's Day. It's like, oh, it's going to be an early spring. Because cleavage just lets you know there's still good in the world. It's almost like seeing a newborn baby. Sometimes I even talk baby talk to cleavage, like, yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes. Who's all scrunched together? You are. Yes. They're adorable. Twins. This girl's dressed sexy, right? Even sweatpants now. Kind of tight. Girls are rolling them up two, maybe three times. Who's counting? Got the writing on the ass. Little messages. Who knows what it's going to say? It's like a little fortune cookie right on your ass. Sexy. Baby doll. Juicy. Look at my ass. I'm like, excellent. I've been meaning to read more. I'm tearing through 5-6 asses a day. Sometimes I just read half and stick a bookmark in.
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. We're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, Haney.
Oh,
Is this Fat Pat?
Yeah.
Hi, Fat Pat. Oh, Fat Pat. I haven't heard from you in so long. Oh, how are you, sweetheart?
I am doing okay.
Oh, sweetheart, it's so good hearing from you. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm getting heavier by the moment.
Well, I had your radio on.
Uh-huh.
And I had a friend of mine I went to high school with.
Uh-huh.
And she was always very cruel to people of weight.
Like you.
Yeah, I'm trying to get people to say that. People of weight instead of fat.
Yeah, well, your name's Fat Pat. I mean, that's the way I was introduced to you. Fat Pat, and we had to do the mantra.
Fat, get off me. That's right.
We'd look in the mirror and say, Fat, get off me. And it sometime worked, sometime it didn't.
Well, back in high school, she was a real pretty girl.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, all the fellas were crazy about her, and we were all jealous of her. And then, lo and behold, she pops out a couple of kids, and she's in the same boat as the rest of us,
uh-huh.
You know, wide boat.
Yeah.
And, you know, she got the Facebook of her and her kids and all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, I noticed that I got an alert. She opened up an Instagram page.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, she's back to being the skinny bitch she was in high school.
Oh.
And I get jealous all over again. And so I sent her a little message.
Uh-huh.
And I said, hey, I don't know if you remember me, but this is Fat Pat. Because that's what she called me. That's where I get that name from.
Yeah, you've had it for as long as I've known you.
And so I said, I have been still battling this weight problem for years. And I see you up there with your picture looking like a skinny bitch again. What's your secret? And she said, Pat, it's cancer.
I hope you sent your sympathies to her and hope that she's doing okay in beating that thing.
Well, I didn't get into all that. I said, well, whatever it is, you look fabulous.
Okay, Pat. Okay. Now, I'm glad you called. Look, Pat, Fat Pat, I need to lose 10 pounds in less than a month because I'm getting married and I got to look my best for the wedding.
Help me. And you know what? It's not just so you look so good in your wedding pictures. I mean, that's important too.
Uh-huh.
But a little bird told me that you're marrying a gal on the younger side.
Yeah, she's quite a bit younger than I am.
So you're gonna need that stamina, honey.
Uh huh.
You're gonna need that stamina.
What do I need to do?
You won't be able to satisfy a woman.
What do I need to do then?
Well, I'm gonna tell you my naughty little secret.
All right.
It's seltzer water, honey.
Uh-huh.
It's nothing but seltzer water, and they put a little bit of flavor in there. Not enough to hurt you.
Uh-huh.
They put a little bit of flavor in there. So it's seltzer water, a little bit of flavor, and then 5% alcohol, honey.
So keep smoking and drink this seltzer water with booze in it.
Yeah, because it's got, like, zero calorie.
Ah!
It's got, like, zero calories. You tie one on, and, you know, if you're lucky enough or you drink enough of them, then, you know, you fall asleep when you forget to eat.
So you pass out, you skip a meal, and you lose the weight.
Oh, you'll look healthy as hell.
I don't know if that's healthy.
You just got, I didn't say it was healthy, honey. I said, you look healthy. Like I said, my friend with cancer.
Okay,
was a
enough with the cancer lady. Jeez. What happened to the days where all I had to do was look in the mirror and say, Fat, get off me. Get off me, Fat.
Well, the good news for you, honey, is happy days are here again because you want to say it with me.
What? Happy days are here again?
I want you to find a full-length mirror, okay?
Yes. Okay.
And I want you to take your shirt off.
Well, I'm at work.
And I want you to drop those shorts.
I'm at work.
And I want you to take your shoes off so you can see those fat little toes of yours.
Yeah.
Figure out which little piggy's been at the market for too long.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to stand in front of that full-length mirror
uh-huh.
in your birthday suit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We're all adults here.
Okay, Fat Pat.
And once you're in your birthday suit and you're in front of that full mirror, make sure you got good lighting so you can see all the cellulite and all that, because that's what you get with the yo-yo diets we like. And once you stand in front of that mirror,
uh-huh.
And I want you to do it at least 3 times. Fat, get off me.
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 Get off, fat, get off me.
And there you go, honey.
Yeah, and you can just feel the pounds.
There you go. And then you do a little jumping jack, a little windmill.
Mm-hmm.
While you're drinking your seltzer in the heat.
Oh, Fat Pat. I'm so glad you phoned, Fat Pat.
Oh, you know I miss you, honey.
Oh, I miss you, baby.
Just because sometimes I don't call for a while doesn't mean I don't care. Just remember, you know, I got a jealous hubby to deal with.
I know that. I've had to deal with him. And you're just my weight loss buddy.
That's all we have ever been, but we have a very deep friendship. And I think maybe if I wasn't married, we'd be soulmates. Oh. But I am married.
I know you are. But I still love you, Fat Pat.
I'm so sorry I'm spoken for, honey.
I'll see you soon, sweetheart.
Okay. Just remember, maybe one day I'll... You know, if he drops dead or something, you got a Foxy Mama with the hot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.